morning. This is your conference operator. Welcome to a Costa Verde third quarter 2022 earnings call. After the speaker's remarks, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question during this time, you may register by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad, and you may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question. Please note, this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay at www.grupoav.com. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Grupo A Costa Verde's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to review A Costa Verde third quarter 2022 consolidated results. I'm joined on today's call by a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, our CEO of the company, and Hernán Treviño Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. Yesterday, we issued our quarterly report. All our reports are available on our website via Investors section. If you want to be included in future distributions, please do not hesitate to contact us at investors@grupoav.com. Before we start, I would like to remind you that in this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that are not defined by IFRS, so they do not represent a financial analysis of the results in accordance with IFRS, and we will mention only to measure the operating performance of the company. It is possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made in the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by way of future estimates. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar. I would like to welcome everyone to Acosta Verde's conference call. Please receive a fraternal greeting from our part. We are pleased to share that on this quarter, we commemorate two important dates for the company. On September the 30th, the company celebrated the second anniversary of being a public company listed on the Mexican Stock Exchange. Additionally, during September, Acosta Verde celebrated the 20th anniversary of Plaza Sendero's concept creation. With these achievements, I can say that it is a joy to be part of this path that began in 1970 and has been evolving ever since. Definitely, we want to keep growing, and our focus remains on developing and managing innovative shopping centers to create emotions and unique experience for our visitors, promoting the well-being of our people and maintaining strong ties with our business partners, creating value to our shareholders. In honor of our 20th anniversary of Plaza Sendero's concept, some commemorative activities will be carried out. During the fourth quarter, to celebrate and thank our visitors for their preference. As a result of our business model and our strategies carried out throughout the year, the main operator indicator of Acosta Verde's continues to show recovery during the third quarter. We are pleased to report double-digit increases in our financial indicators, which Elga will be presenting shortly. With our operational indicator, we can say that Sendero Shopping Center's operation are gradually moving towards pre-pandemic type figures, thanks to the decrease in positive cases for COVID-19, higher vaccination rates, economic reactivation, the increase of consumer confidence in Mexico, and as mentioned before, our strategies. In Acosta Verde, we are constantly searching for the improvement of our tenant mix and visitor traffic to continue strengthening our business. During the third quarter, as a follow-up on our strategies to increase our visitor traffic, our shopping centers had different events that allowed to attract an important number of visitors, such as summer workshops, children's vaccinations and COVID programs, of El Town Sendero and massive events with the talent of Belly y Beto, among others. We continue making progress in creating and maintaining the economic value of the company and taking care of the efficiency and quality of our human capital. As we believe that this is the only way our growth will be profitable and sustainable for both our society and for you, our investors. I want to thank all our employees, investors, and tenants for being part of Sendero and our celebrations. Moving on with the operational indicator, it is my pleasure to hand the call over to Hernán Treviño.
Thank you, Jesús. Acosta Verde maintained same GLA reported in previous quarters, with a total of 442,000 square meters of GLA, comprised by 17 shopping centers, with an occupancy increasing to 92.7%, 90.8% in the same quarter of last year. Consistent with our operational strategies, foot traffic within our shopping centers was approximately 24 million visitors, which represents a 10.7% increase versus third quarter 2021. During the first 9 months, foot traffic reached 71 million visitors, which represents an increase of 16% year over year. Comparing same shopping centers and same period, our traffic in 2022 is only 14% below that of which we received during the same period in 2019. Parking lots received approximately 5.9 million vehicles during the quarter. That implies an increase of 19% when compared to the same quarter 2021, and received an accumulated 16.4 million vehicles within 9 months of 2022 that represents 17% year over year. When comparing third quarter of 2022 versus 2019, our car traffic was 8% below during the same period. From a lease spread perspective, third quarter resulted in a spread of 9.8%. For the first 9 months of 2022, lease spread equates to 9% based on over 53,000 square meters. Additionally, during the third quarter of the year, Acosta Verde had an extraordinary performance in collections, achieving an efficiency of 100% compared to invoicing 99% within 9 months period of 2022. In terms of ESG, through our sustainability efforts, recognizing the great worldwide initiatives, the company signed the Global Compact, with the intention of supporting the 10 principles established by the United Nations on issues of human rights, labor rights, environment, and anti-corruption. Based on this commitment, we are also focused on promoting and collaborating for the fulfillment of the Sustainable Development Goals of the 2030 Agenda of the Global Compact. During this quarter, the company strengthened its ESG policies, establishing guidelines for environmental issues, employee health and safety, and ethics for suppliers. Additionally, in an effort to ensure good corporate governance practices are implemented at all levels, the company conducted human rights psychosocial training in all of our shopping centers. On the social front, we continue to collaborate with local authorities to ensure that the Sendero shopping centers continue to host COVID-19 vaccination brigades. Now, we'll go to Edgar for financial results.
Thanks, Hernán. Our 2022 quarterly financial results compared with the same period 2021 are the following. Our NOI cash basis for the third quarter 2022 reached 273 million pesos, a 20% increase comparing to the prior year's quarter where we reported 229 million pesos. The accumulated NOI during 2022 increased 18% or 121 million pesos, reaching 781 million pesos from 660 million pesos for the 9 months period in 2021. Such increases are driven by a higher fixed rent, a 13% increase for the third quarter, and 16% year over year. The NOI margin calculated over property revenues for the 3 months period was 87% and 86% for the accumulated result in 2022. As usual, with this point, I'd like to mention that the information presented referring to NOI is on a cash flow basis and is not on a accrued basis. Even though some companies present their NOI on a accrued basis, we consider that for accuracy, transparency, and better decision-making purposes, NOI should be reflected on a cash flow basis. Please note that, for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company accrued NOI for the third quarter was 281 million pesos and 791 million pesos for the accumulated accrued NOI during 2022. The reconciliation between NOI accrued basis and cash flow basis can be found in our quarterly report. Continuing to our accrued basis indicators, for the third quarter 2022, Acosta Verde reached in total revenues of 320 million pesos, increasing 21% from 265 million pesos same period in 2021. For the accumulated result in 2022, Acosta Verde earned 908 million pesos, representing an increase by 13% year over year. The variation is mainly explained by an increase by 20% or 145 million pesos in lease income. The operating EBITDA closed the quarter with 221 million pesos from 185 million in the third quarter 2021, representing a 24% or 44 million pesos increase, mainly due to a higher lease income. The operating EBITDA margin for the quarter was 70%, increasing 3 percentage points from same quarter last year. Year over year, the operating EBITDA compared with the same period in 2021 increased 13% or 70 million pesos, reaching 600 million pesos in 2022 from 530 million pesos. The operating EBITDA margin for the 9 months period was 65%, maintaining 7% comparing same period from last year. Turning to our debt analysis, our loan to value of the company was 13%, showing a positive trend decreasing 3% points comparing year over year. Our total debt at the end of September 2022 was 5,597 million pesos, decreasing 3% compared with the same period last year. If we take the total debt minus cash and equivalents, the result is a total net debt of 1,917 million pesos. It is important to consider that the debt of the company is in pesos and about 88% of the cash and equivalents is held in US dollars. The cash position of the company is at 3,496 million pesos. Our strong liquidity allows the company to pursue great opportunities that could eventually arise. We are constantly exploring additional investment options in order to expand the current portfolio and increase the company's profits. We will remain patient to capitalize on growth opportunities as they emerge, and we will invest if only the investment promises a satisfactory return. To conclude our presenting remarks and move to a Q&A section, I would like to thank you for listening, and now we will open the floor for questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the key. One moment, please, while we pull for questions. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Since we have no questions, I'll turn the conference over back to Mr. Edgar Maldonado for closing comments. Please, sir, go ahead.
That concludes our program. Thank you for your participation. Please do not hesitate to contact us for additional questions. Have an excellent day.
This concludes Acotas Verde's third quarter 2022 conference call. You may disconnect your devices and have a great day.